Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I'm so thankful you guys are letting us do this. So thankful you guys are letting us do this. You gave us the green light to do the Burt Show's Bust Baby Bracket. So it's March Madness time. Generally, that means basketball, but you got every radio station in the country trying to figure out what they want to do to get you on their website, so they do brackets, right? So we've done like this beautiful baby madness forever, right? This year we're going to do a little bit differently.
We want ugly babies.
We want ugly babies.
Point blank.
All the uglies.
So we did a poll. We let the Burt Show listeners decide if this was a horrendous idea or not. But with over 70% of the votes, y'all decided, show us the ugly babies. So here's the deal. First, we need to get our entries. So go to theburtshow.com.
Yeah, we're taking those starting now. It was an idea last week. Now we can actually do it.
We have rules. We have a $1,000 cash prize. Now we just need some busted babies. So go to theburtshow.com. And the rules as far as the picture of the baby go, it can be a picture of you. Or a picture of your child.
When you were a kid.
A picture of you when you were a baby, or a picture of your own child. You can't be submitting randos from the internet or your neighbors or your cousin's busted baby. That's tasteless.
That's mean. Yeah, that's mean and bullying. Yes. So this has to be done within the house.
But the photo of the baby must be 3 months old or younger, okay? So any baby that is 3 months old or younger, whether it's your own or whether it's you, and if you want to spread the love evenly, we have allowed you to submit more than one baby. So if you have four kids and they were all ugly, you can submit all four of them.
Oh, okay.
Which just kind of increases your odds. We felt it was fair if that's what, you know, the life lottery gave you.
Sure, if you had four of them, sure. Yeah, you should win something.
So go to theburtshow.com, fill out the quick form, submit the photo. But again, must be a picture of you 3 months old or younger, or a picture of your own baby 3 months old or younger. Does not have to currently be 3 months old. Kid could be 21. He just came out a little on the fugly side. That's fine.
I'll throw another $250 into the pot. If the baby that wins is currently under 3 months and you end up winning, if you send me a video of you holding that baby up like it's Simba.
Oh, wow. Is this specific?
Yeah. And being shown to Pride Rock, uh-huh. I will give you another $250.
Okay, that's Bert's own thing.
Okay.
Right? That's his own thing.
That's our side bet, right?
Okay.
Your side bet.
And go ahead and consult with the people in your family also.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the husband and you're listening and you're like, oh, this would be a fantastic surprise for my wife, right? No, it won't. No one. If you say that you entered our kid in a ugly baby contest without her approval, even the suggestion alone might. Yeah,
even the ask. You got to really make sure that you know everybody know your baby ugly. Okay?
Right.
This has to be a known thing.
It's universal.
Yes.
It's across the board.
Uh-huh.
Everybody takes a look at the baby, and you could see the look in their eyes like, ooh. Oh, that's what we're looking for right there. Okay. All the rules, and you can start sending us all your pictures today at theburtshow.com. All right, Jackson, is it rude to ask someone to give you a gift?
Yeah. I feel like weddings have been a hot topic recently on the show.
Always.
And I've come to the age where a lot of my friends and close acquaintances are getting married. And so I've been going to a lot of weddings. And I'm usually very consistent on getting people gifts that are on the registry, which is because that's what you do, right? So about a year ago, I went to a wedding for an old coworker of mine. And we were pretty close, but like, you know, nothing crazy. The wedding was beautiful. It was great. And about a month after the wedding, we were catching up over FaceTime. And midway through the conversation, she was like, hey, so my husband and I were writing thank you cards and realized that you didn't get us a gift.
Shut up. She did not.
But kind of like followed it up very quickly with like, we just want to make sure that we didn't miss it. And it felt very weird and I felt very cornered. And so then I said,
nope, you didn't. We're done here.
You're good.
Right. And I did. I completely dropped the ball on this one. I totally forgot to do it. And that remind, like when she brought that up, I was like, oh shoot. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I totally, you know, I meant to, but I didn't, like, whatever. And she was like, oh no, it's totally okay. But then followed up with saying that the registry site is still up and live.
Wow.
I absolutely 100% would not get them a gift after that. There's absolutely no way.
No?
No. That's tacky.
Right.
And it's, I mean, and it's a gift. The definition's in the name. Like, you're not obligated to give anybody a gift. Like, you put the registry out, and if people want to get you a gift, then okay. If they don't, that's fine too.
Or there's a third option, like Cassie, when they look at your registry and they decide you've already picked something that she doesn't think you'll like, so she veers off of it and ad-libs your registry.
It's only for people close to me, but I have problems getting you plastic pasta holders when I've known you for 20 years. You're getting a really nice Michael Aaron bowl.
Okay, no one's going to argue with that.
Please, please tell me you didn't buy a gift.
I got them a gift.
Oh!
Weird. And the worst,
your kindness is not wanted here.
And you know, the worst part is all the cheap stuff on the registry was already bought.
So then, of course.
Yeah. Right. So like, I ended up buying like $150 sheets for that.
Nah.
I felt,
you shouldn't have done that.
I felt so weird. And honestly, it's kind of, we haven't really talked a whole lot since then.
Oh,
you didn't even get a real thank you.
No, I never. I don't think I even got a card.
That's what you do. You hit him back and be like, hey, I didn't get a thank you card for the gift I sent. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't miss it.
If I'm ready to burn the bridge, then I can go ahead and do that.
Oh, would you? That would be amazing.
The Bird Show.